Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever. I've been really enjoyed being here this morning and on this just a beautiful day to be in here, regardless of what it's like outside. I was blessed there with the thoughts on the Word of God that endures forever, the Word that is sure, the Word that we're going to ultimately will be judged by that Word. Probably past week or two, maybe there's some things that have been going on that have been very unsettling, and sometimes we wonder where the anchor is, or where, you know, what's maybe a struggle. But when we think of, regardless of the things that are going on around us, regardless of what is happening, Jesus Christ is the same. When we can stand on the sure foundation of His Word. Zechariah 6:13, a few words out there, it says, "He shall build the temple of the Lord, and He shall bear the glory." In 1 Kings 5:17, there it says that we have a few words about the foundation of the temple. It says, "And the king commanded, they brought great stones, costly stones, and huge stones to lay the foundation of the house." You know, a foundation that is solid, a foundation that does its job, is rarely thought about. But a foundation that doesn't hold up, a foundation that gives away, we think about what's down there. We think about what's going on. And Jesus gave the parable there about the two men that built houses. And the one dug his foundation right. He dug it deep. And the floods came. The children sing the song, that song about the wise man and the foolish man. And that flood made it clear whose foundation was, which foundation was, what was underneath those houses. That when that flood came, the truth was exposed. It was clear. You know, there's a 185-foot leaning tower over there in Pisa, Italy, northwest Italy, and it gets a lot of attention for its inadequate foundation. You know, 185-foot tall and leaning at a 5.5-degree angle is pretty obvious to almost anybody. Anybody can see that thing is leaning. My understanding is it leans 17 feet to one side. And it has sunk into the ground 24 feet since it's been built. And today there's a couple less steps. Depending which side you go up, you have a couple less steps because of the leaning tower. And there's people that take pictures in front of that tower. And they take pictures with their, I don't know what you call that photo. It's not necessarily photoshopping, but they'll stand out away from it and prop their foot up against make it look like their foot's, They're either pushing the tower over or they're supporting it. And it looks kind of humorous in a way. But, you know, maybe that's too much how we try to do sometimes. We try to prop things up. We try to make it look like we're propping things up. But, you know, Christ Himself is a builder of His spiritual temple. And He has built it on the mountains of His unchangeable affection, His omnipotent grace and infallible truthfulness. It's Solomon's temple. My understanding is that when those rocks that were hewn and brought in, as they're put together in there, you can't even put a credit card between those rocks. They're hewn so perfectly. That foundation. But you know, they talk about the different things that went into the temple, the cedars of Lebanon. You know, they're these huge trees. But there wasn't the huge trees that were brought into the temple. It was they had to be cut. They had to be shaped. They had to be made into planks of cedar. You know, those rough stones out of the quarry, there was a lot of work that went into them. And I think we can compare that with ourselves. For every believer, there's a lot of work that needs to be done in our own lives. And it has to be Christ's own hand that does that work in our lives. And too many times we were talking in a Sunday school lesson the last couple Sundays about the wilderness journey and the Canaan, going into Canaan. And I think maybe part of that, too many times we try to do our own things. We try to, this is what I need to do. And it's not something that we can do. I heard an interesting conversation yesterday in the Blueberry Patch. Some local people there talking. And they were talking about their church. And they were talking about, you know, finally we come to the place, it's not something I can do. It's only Christ that can do it, can work this work in our lives. You know, they had a point there. And as we let Christ work in our lives, and as we let go, then obedience comes spontaneously. We want to do what? We want to follow Christ. We want to do what's right. It's not something we have to do. You know, our prayers, our efforts aren't going to make us ready for heaven apart from letting Christ work in our lives and letting Him fashion our hearts right. 1 Kings 6:7 says, "And the house when it was building was built of stone made ready before it was brought thither, so that there was neither hammer nor axe nor tool of iron heard in the house while it was in the building." So that temple was put together with no noise, it's just hard to imagine beautiful structure like that going up with no sound of a hammer. No, it just quietly went together perfectly. Everything was brought perfectly ready for the exact spot it was to occupy. And that's what Christ wants to do with us, each one of us in our lives, to prepare us for that place that he is preparing for us to occupy. And there will be no squaring us with affliction or no planing us with suffering. No. We must be made meet here. All that Christ will do beforehand, when he has done it, then we're prepared to move across, to abide as eternal pillars in the temple of our Lord. You know, we have the word, we have the testimony, the eyewitness reports of those of the apostles that substantiate the truth of Christ's birth, his death, and his resurrection. We have those that in our lifetime that went out to prove that the Bible wasn't true. You have the story of I think his name is Les Strobel that went to prove that the Bible wasn't true, and instead we have the book, The Case for Christ. Instead of proving that it wasn't true, he became convinced that it was truth. And you know, without these events being true and believably attested to, Christianity would not exist. Christianity is based on facts, events that did or did not take place. You know, if we believe that Jesus healed the sick, that he raised the dead to life, that he calmed the storms with his spoken word, and all the other things that we have written about him by the apostles, you know, it should build our faith, our trust in him. John 20:31 says, "These are written that you might believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing you might have life through his name." Let's kneel for prayer.